Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. JJ from Boston.
So I was working on a house one day, and I was told that it was unoccupied. Little did I know that there was an old man who woke up from his sleep butt naked, standing behind me while I'm working in the bathroom.
Oh. Well, he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Get out of my way. God damn it.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Are you done?
And I said, oh, thanks, pal.
What? So
it was just one of those odd rarities.
Yeah.
And then
one of those things
go?
You don't ever want to talk about, but this was just a great topic.
Well, how did you... How did you get into the house? Was the door unlocked?
Well, no, they let me in. They said, oh, nobody's here. You know, it's all good.
Oh, they set you up basically.
And
watch this.
They didn't. They thought he was just going to sleep through the whole job.
Nope.
I don't know.
Or they didn't know he was there. Or you saw a ghost.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Right.
Or like a squatter.
Right. Yeah. He had the squat in the bathroom. Yeah.
He was a squatter
exactly.
Who had the squat.
Exactly.
A squatting squatter.
Maybe.
And when you see a naked old man, you realize where they got the inspiration for grandfather clocks. Tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah. Did you have to see that?
Yeah. The click clacks?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Ding dong.
Bringing back some bad memories for JJ.
Yeah. Don't have sausage.
Oh, yeah. I know. What a great start to my Wednesday, right?
Yep.
All right. You're in the running for the Tenacious D tickets. Do we have your number?
Yeah, we do.
Excellent.
Thanks, right. JJ.
Thank you, JJ. Thanks for the kind words. Sean in Simsbury.
Why does everyone say it like that?
I don't know, because it's fun.
AJ started.
He did.
Yeah, it's my fault, all right?
Simsbury.
Sorry if I'm having a good time over here in Simsbury.
So I do plumbing and HVAC, and there was no heat call. And I go down to the basement to check out the boiler, and right on the floor there's just a ball gag just chilling there.
A ball gag?
I go find out the parts. Yeah, find out the parts that I need, go to the truck. Come back to install them, it's gone.
Whoops.
So he clearly...
Whoops.
Oh, my God, the ball gag.
Bad dog.
How dare you? That's his chewy toy. Why is there lipstick on it? He's weird.
That is great.
Pretty interesting. He knew I saw it right there.
Yeah. Now, did this person seem ball gag user-ish?
Right, that's a great question.
Oh, yeah, he was kind of a big gym rat kind of dude.
Okay.
Oh.
David, leather mask on?
A beefcake.
A beefcake.
He looked like
a
beef. Can he resemble Lord Humongous from from Road Warrior?
A beefcake.
Beefcake, yes.
Yeah,
Thunder Chops, yes.
He was a cake of meat.
Right. Hey, Thunder Chops, you dropped your ball gag.
Beefcake.
Hey, yo, beefcake.
Beefcake with a ball gag.
Yes.
A ball gag and beefcake.
Nice. Look at him. He's a ball gag and beefcake.
That's wild. See, if I had to, it's an interesting game we could play.
Right.
Find the ball gagger.
Yeah.
Like, have a bunch of pictures up on a wall.
Right.
One of these people like to use a ball gag.
Yeah, one of these
Who
folks.
Who is it?
Right. Which one's
Because when you asked that question, I thought to myself,
get that line up with the strings like Charlie in It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. See, I haven't seen that show.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's a great reference.
Right.
I've heard a lot of good things about that show.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the running, Sean. Yeah. Thank you, brother. That's a great one.
I like that it was cleared away as soon as you walked back out.
Yeah, then you know it wasn't
right. The cat
used for anything.
The cat took it. Yeah, that's it.
Picked it up, just threw it through the window.
Yeah,
right. I don't know what that was. I have no idea.
No, but I love that question. Did it look like a ball gagging type of person?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
My thought is it wouldn't be Beefcake uses the ball gag. It's like the accountant.
Yeah.
Like the person.
The nebbish looking person. That little, doesn't have much of a tan.
The Rob Ray.
The quiet, unassuming.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
My eyes!
Yes.
My eyes!
No, not him using it.
I don't mean him.
Him wearing it.
I mean, the person like him, the very meek, gentle, quiet person.
Book club person.
Who looks like they might be in a Winnie the Pooh cartoon.
I'll never unsee that.
The guy who makes mac and cheese by hand. Yeah, that person. Yeah.
Yeah. That's who I picture.
Yeah.
It's like the person,
it's not
even on a scale.
It's not the obvious.
You know, the grandma who's like pulling out an apple pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Sonny.
Yeah. Why are there handcuffs and a feather on
your
bed?
I wouldn't expect Beefcake.
Yeah. No, that seems too obvious. Or the person with like sleeve tattoos with like a face tattoo and like a piercing.
Yeah.
That's too obvious. It's got to be the person who looks like, I doubt you even have sex at all.
I've never had a ball gag in my mouth.
Same.
Anyone here?
Nope.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, boy.
Really? You sure it wasn't a chewy toy? Wow, you really are close to
the
Darby, huh?
The slider on Ashley's studio must not be working.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, you know, well.
With those teeth, that had been a pretty big ball gag.
Yeah, that's a custom fit now.
It's a softball. Actually, just to get her to stop talking. Just shut up a second. It puts in your mouth.
Yeah, why do we have
singing.
One here?
Right, stop singing.
Stop singing.
Right.
I'm suddenly hot all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay, I'm ready to go home.
Well, you know,
I mean, we can look
I gag that. Like I, you know, I was at the dentist yesterday. They're doing work. I'm like, oh,
right.
I don't need a ball to gag.
Yeah, no.
I don't even like when my hamburger's too big.
Like, right. I have to smash it down a little bit.
You should be able to bite this and breathe at the same time.
Yeah. I think it's to muffle screams.
We're talking about the odd thing you saw. While in someone else's house.
That was pretty odd.
Mike in New Haven.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hello.
We were doing a job in West Haven, window job, and the homeowner wasn't home. She says, the last three windows you got to put in, call me when you're ready. I have to take you in there. And we went in the room, and it was a sex room.
Oh.
They were keeping it from the kids, and I was like, we kept looking and looking and looking. I'm like, where the hell are these three windows at? We're not looking, you know, we can't find them. So when the lady came home and showed us, it was a sex room, and we were laughing and laughing. It was the funniest thing ever.
Then I sniffed this rag and
she was bright red. And didn't know what
just made that so creepy.
Here, what's it smell like to you?
I thought it was in this basement somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was.
That's the obvious
it was in
place.
A secret room they had.
Never saw a sex room in the sunroom before.
Wow. It was kind of weird being in there, you know.
What was in there?
Was it soundproofed?
To the floor.
Yeah. What was to the floor?
What was on the floor?
No, I said, am I feet gonna stick to the floor if I go in? You know,
gotcha.
What I mean?
Gotcha.
What was in there? Do you remember?
There was a swing in there and some kind of thing like it melt wax with. These two people were freaky, I would say.
Gotcha.
I kind of felt weird afterwards. You know, I was like, wow.
I got to take a shower.
If I didn't have my two helpers with me, nobody would have believed me, I don't think.
You know, usual stuff, stocks, pillories.
I don't want to touch any surface in this room.
Strapping table.
Did you say a swing? There was a swing in there?
Swing, yeah.
Yeah, there was a swing into the roof beam.
Like a swing a child would sit on? Like.
Whee!
You know, a playground? Like
give me a push. What do you push
no,
for?
No. Like what you buy in the sex store.
I went down that aisle, apparently.
What, a
sex swing.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
I have no idea.
Well, it had a chain from the ceiling where it hooks in it, and it's got leather straps on it, and you can, I guess, hook your partner's legs anyway.
Oh.
You know, hands, whatever.
Oh, okay.
you know, different positions, I guess.
Like a bat suit.
I don't call them swings. I call it like a torture device.
Right.
Well, she had whips and stuff, too, but we were just trying to get the three windows in and out and get the heck out of there.
Damn straight.
I wasn't trying to get involved in any of that stuff.
No.
Seriously. Right. Not without money.
That's an extra charge.
If there's money involved, it's okay.
Yeah, no problem. if she was hot, I would say okay, but...
Yeah. Dungeon Dragon, huh?
Yeah. She hit every branch on the way down when she climbed the tree.
Okay. This is why she had to restrain people, apparently.
Well, maybe she fell off the swing.
Does she know the ball gag guy?
Dirk, how are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. Well, if it's possible in this situation. By the way, I just had an interview with Stu Robinson from Australia, and they just played All Days as well.
The song just sounds, just starts so strong, man.
Yeah.
Igor on drums just kicks ass, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm fine. Kyiv is standing. They're unable to capture Kyiv. They have some militaries all around, but our army forces are fighting back, so we are in a pretty much safety, except of missiles and fighting jets. You know, yesterday one missile fell down in the Dnipro River. Our air defense system destroyed it, fortunately. So I'm still alive.
I can tell.
Yeah.
It is pretty amazing that your country has been able to fight off this military machine.
A giant, really.
You have kept them at bay.
Yeah.
They have lost ground in some areas.
Yeah.
And you have held them in other areas. By this time in the war, you know, on paper, they should have really finished the job by now.
Yeah.
And they are still stuck on the borders. It's pretty amazing what your people have done.
Seriously,
with
man.
With limited resources, organization, and training. It's really
kicking ass.
Pretty wild to watch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem, though, with this guy, Putin. You know, what does he do if he loses?
Yeah, how does he react?
Is it a write-off on his taxes? I don't know.
Well, that's the question, because you know that they had no doubts that they will invade Ukraine in three or 5 days. That was like a goal for them from the start, and by now they have no chances to invade Ukraine. It's obvious. Probably this war will go on for a long time, but Putin has no way out of this, because, you know, we started the United Nations Court about Putin and Lavrov, and probably we will start trial for other representatives of the government, because it's not just two persons, obviously. So it will be tough, and the most dangerous and scary thing that they are ready to use nuclear weapon, as they always say, when if their country will be in danger. So probably that means that if someone will attack some facilities on their territory, they will be ready to use the nuclear weapon.
The thing about the nuclear weapon is you really can't escalate it more than that.
No.
I think that that's what's kept us kind of, you know.
Stalemate.
All of us.
Yeah.
The whole planet.
Yeah.
Anyone who has had it. It's like, well, once you do that, there's really...
Yeah, retaliatory strikes happen.
You know,
yeah.
I kind of like being in charge of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're gone, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Yell at myself.
Political leaders don't want to build stuff. They just want to rule stuff.
Yep.
And I think that that's a good advantage. But this guy seems like a whack job.
Yeah, he does.
He has killed so many people.
On a good day.
Yeah. On a good day. Well, he started in the KGB, and I mean, this guy has poisoned people in other countries by putting like poison on doorknobs and stuff.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Like, this is a badass guy. Like, he has no, this isn't like what's good and what's right, what's wrong. In his mind is a whole different.
How do I get what I want?
Squirrels are up there.
Different set of rules, yeah.
Have you seen him meeting with world leaders? Have you seen any of these pictures? He's at like a 15-foot table.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying it's for COVID. I'm like, no, you're afraid you're going to be poisoned.
Right, right. Plus, he wants that James Bond feel.
Can you imagine living like that where you don't know, like, who do you trust?
Seriously.
These food tasters and all these people around him. He's an odd duck. I just don't know how does he walk away from this saying, yeah, Ukraine kicked our asses.
Yeah. I mean, they walked with some other countries. They invaded like Afghanistan and whatnot. So, I mean, it is possible.
Mm, that wasn't him.
No, but I'm just saying Russians in general.
So, yeah.
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 You can take their playbook and say, okay, be nice.
I mean, there was one scenario I heard where they might just keep, you know, it just like you said, Serge, the fight just goes on forever, but they just keep these areas that they took over and these become the new borders now.
Right.
Well, yes, there's a possibility, but I hope that's not going to happen. You know that they invaded a lot of territories in the past, like Chechnya and Abkhazia and New Georgia and Transnistria and Moldova. So probably it's already started. The process has already started because Pace stated that Transnistria is officially occupied by Russia. They never said it before. So probably the process of giving back these territories to the original countries will start at some point. But, you know, it's going to take a long time, and nobody wants to do it military. So I hope it will be peaceful and quiet.
Yeah. I don't see any scenario where Russia, where your people will say, okay, you won.
Yeah, and, it ain't happening, man.
All right, you guys are in charge now.
Nope.
No.
I don't see any scenario.
Yeah, yeah. There is no way out. We're stuck in a difficult situation, but we all hope that in nearest future something will happen with Putin and his criminal government, and something will start to. Well, we, of course, obviously, it's we understand that it's not only one person. So probably there's a lot of people involved in this, and they are also in this situation. They have no way out. So it will be tough, but we have no choice. So we will prevail. We have no doubt.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, the first time you said that on the show, I thought, what a great, you know, he's optimistic. That's great.
Yeah.
You have to be.
Yeah.
Now I believe you.
Yeah, you are proving it.
You know, yep. You're right. Wow. Blown away.
Yep.
Like you guys are really, when Putin took all of the troops that were amassed at the border and then sent them in, I was like, oh boy.
Here we go.
He's got problems.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to do that. And then he used a couple of supersonic missiles last week.
Yeah. We had a few of them. Well, and you know what? They say that it's impossible to destroy them with air defense system, but our military is somehow destroying them. So, you know.
What was interesting like about that, though, you don't use that missile unless you're trying to get something to destroy something that's undestroyable. That's why you use a supersonic missile. He used them on these stupid things. Like, why would you spend all that money? Like, what was the point of that?
Right.
Intimidation?
I'm guessing, yeah. Intimidation.
Show I've got him.
Yeah.
But
I've
everyone
got him
knew.
And I'm willing to use
him. But everyone knew he had him.
Yeah. You have to show him, we know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. Like, he's starting to make really stupid military decisions now. That's what scares me.
Yeah.
Is when someone who's been around for a while starts making stupid military decisions. But man, hats off to you guys.
Yeah.
Really. Have you seen any fighting? Has it been close to where you are now?
Well, yes. From time to time, I'm seeing like our air defense system is working and you can see the lights. But each day it's going more far from Kyiv. So you can hear it with the sound of explosions. But sometimes it's, you know, when the missiles are flying over the Kyiv, like yesterday, it was a pretty loud sound and I could hear it like behind my windows.
Yeah, like, where are you? Are you, like, one of the tall, like, buildings in the city? Or are you, like, more on the outside of the city, like, in a house or something like that? Like, where are you exactly?
No.
Where are you exactly? Give us your location on the radio.
Not a coordinate.
Longitude, latitude.
No, I'm just curious. Is he, like, right in the city? Like, right where things are happening?
That's not a secret. Probably if some secret services would try to find me, they know my address. So I'm at one of the districts in Kyiv that's called Taryeshchina.
Right.
Gotcha. It's a district where probably 350,000 people live in. So it's pretty big.
Yeah.
And it's on the left bank of Dnipro River. So it's pretty close. Actually, I can go by feet to Dnipro River in like 15 or 20 minutes.
Wow.
What's so food, water, electric, all those things? Are those things available to you?
Well, yes. So far, we are lucky that we have all supplies there. They were still unable to surround Kyiv, and that's good because we have water, some food. Not everything, of course, but you can find and buy something to eat. We have no problems, but unfortunately, in cities like Mariupol, there's a disaster.
I've heard that's horrible.
Yes, and it's getting worse and worse in city of Chernihiv because it's situated near the river, and they destroyed the main bridge to the city. So our humanitarian convoys are unable to enter the city normally, unfortunately. So they trying to find some backing routes to the city, but the situation is getting worse and worse in Kharkiv, in Chernihiv. Well, it's tough.
I know the United States and the people here have been contributing for humanitarian needs. And I know that the Fairfield Police Department, along with some other police departments, just donated some flak jackets and helmets. So we're able to, I think our country has taken a position where humanitarian and defensive things. So I don't see any future where we're going to be sending guns and bullets over, because then Russia will say, well, now you're involved.
Yeah.
Are there other countries supplying you with weapons and bullets?
Yes, a lot of countries supplying. Well, actually, U.S. also supplying us with some kind of weapons. Well, not the weapon that we are asking for, but hopefully today there will be a NATO summit, and hopefully they will change their minds because, you know, the situation is getting worse and worse, and my wife is in Poland, and she knows that people there are ready for the Russian attacks as well. So they are all preparing that the world war is going to spread to Poland or Finland or Baltic countries like Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia.
Man, this guy's got to be stopped.
Yep.
The problem is you stop a guy like this, if he thinks he's going to be stopped.
Yeah, he's going to pull a desperate move. Yeah,
a desperate move.
Right,
exactly.
He's
got to
be
swift
and quick and by surprise.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope for that.
Yeah, seriously.
That we will.
Does anyone I don't even know if Putin died. Let's just say he had a bad bagel. Oops,
right.
Sorry,
fell down the stairs. Oh my hell! Yeah.
I don't know how he fell down those stairs.
Was expired. Yeah.
Well, who's behind him? Who would take over?
That's probably the biggest problem, because there is no opposition in Russian Federation. So the main political force is running everything. So we don't even imagine what will be if Putin will die. So we can only guess. But you know that they are all scared people. I mean the people in government. So why they are doing all everything is because of the fear of the punishment and a fear of losing their money that they are receiving in a big amount. But, you know, probably everyone in Russia can see the situation and it's getting worse and worse there, I mean, economically. So we hope that there will be some people that will take the responsibility and will try to change something.
It's a scary time.
It really is.
It's funny because we just came through 2 years of scary times.
Yeah. You know?
We're like, boy, that was good.
Didn't need
we're
more scary
out
times.
Of there now.
Yeah.
This is scary for a whole new reason.
Right into another scary time.
Yep.
So, but we say that, Serge, sitting over here. I mean, you're sitting right in the thick of it.
And,
man, you got, I'm in awe of the size of your
cojones.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say heart.
Have you been
actually,
in touch with...
right now I'm sitting in my car and I'm trying to get to the studio.
Oh, cool. Nice.
It's really difficult because, you know, we have only two bridges that are letting people from bank to bank. And there's a lot of cars right now. I stand in a line, but probably it will take 2 or 3 more hours to get there.
Wow.
And I'm not sure if I will make it today, but I'm trying. So I will be able to get some equipment to my home and continue to work. Because obviously I want to do something useful, and I'm trying to work in my home studio. I'm producing some music. Yesterday I worked on 2 songs. And I want to
new songs.
Make this.
Or are these cover songs? New songs?
Exactly. No. It's original songs. Well, not mine. It's original songs of my friends, Ukrainian musicians and bands. We are trying to work some of them in other cities, some of them in other districts of Kyiv, and we working remotely. They even recording the parts on the mobile phones because they do not have equipment, but we try to do something, and probably tomorrow we release a few of songs, and we are
send
trying
them our
to
way.
Do whatever we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just sit around thinking about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To occupy the mind.
All right, Serge, thanks. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
And, man, you were right from the beginning of this.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
Your people not going to lay down.
No way.
Yep. So,
the CEO of this company, Jeff Warshaw, is on the hotline. Good morning, sir.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't that bad.
Good morning. You know, this is no way to start the day. One of my beloved employees being threatened by another, it's just not cool, man.
No, it's Phil.
It's okay if it's Phil.
It's okay, it's Phil.
You know, you have to be careful because if no one stands up for Phil, no one will be there when you need someone to stand up for you, AJ.
This is true. I said I loved him at the end, so we're good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I missed that part.
Yeah, I said I still love you, Phil.
As he was laughing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He said it.
Yeah.
So that's supposed to erase everything.
Yeah.
I think that's what you would say as you're driving away and he's on the ground. I still love you, Phil.
She doesn't know that.
You know, Phil, I would get you a lawyer, but I don't really want to sue myself.
Jeff and I are going out to lunch today in New Haven. It's
nice.
Part of our Taste of New Haven series to expose all of the great places we have to eat in New Haven.
What are you tasting this time?
Yeah,
where are we going
left?
Today, boss?
We're going, I mean, it's not really great timing to say this, but we're going to the Great Wall. It's a Chinese place that specializes in dim sum, and I want to give you an opportunity to try a new world of dim sum.
Oh, dim sum's awesome. You're going to love it.
It's not the same. Yeah, it's not quite the same as Chinatown, where they have the carts rolling around, but you'll get a lot of different tastes and experiences that you haven't had before. And, you know, we've had different meals. We've had an occasional dumpling. So I know you've had dumplings before, but this has a variety and in a way that you haven't experienced before, I think.
All right, so I'm going to sit down. You're going to order. Then I'm going to eat.
That's how it works. Yeah. If you want,
that's the best way to go here because he knows what to order.
Right, he just ordered dishes.
He does order a lot of food.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. Are you on the menu now, Phil?
Yeah, and
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've actually taken 2 of your co-workers, Kristen and Keith, for dim sum in Chinatown in New York. And Keith, who, as you know, eats pizza and hamburgers
and hot dogs.
Hot dogs and french fries.
Tater tots.
Yeah. Right. Well, this is, you know, more, you know, more different experience and more daring than, you know, 8-year-old menus, you know, for the children's menu. For
seriously. Kids. Yeah.
What is
so
that,
he loved it.
You said
yeah.
the dim, whatever.
Dim sum.
Dim sum.
Oh, man.
What is it?
It's essentially little dishes, like, you know, kind of small dishes, like snacks.
Oh.
They're usually, a lot of them are dumplings. There are other things like sticky rice, and there are buns that are also considered to be dim sum.
Oh.
And it can be either a midday snack or breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I think generally it's not eaten for dinner, but, I mean, it is now in America because people love it so much they want to eat it all the time.
You would love
it's one of my definitely top 10 things to eat.
Wow.
Easily. Probably top 5.
You would love the steamed roast pork buns. It's kind of like a doughy, steamed, and has, like, the roast
they're
pork
incredible.
Inside.
I
oh
love
God.
Those.
And there's, like, a barbecue flavor.
Okay,
yes,
so that's,
exactly.
Yeah. That's called, okay, so that's called char siu bao. And a bao is a bun, right?
Yeah.
And so char siu is barbecued pork.
Nice.
So it's literally a barbecued pork bun, char siu bao.
Yeah, you want that.
And so, it's doughy and soft and delicious.
You want,
yeah,
oh, you want that. Yes, you want that.
You
I'm
do.
Liking that.
Yeah, you want more than one. Yeah.
That sounds great. I haven't had in years.
Dim sum's great, though, because like Jeff said, you get a bunch of little plates. But
so is it like toppers, but not
tapas? Yeah,
like tapas.
Yeah. Yeah, but it encourages the people at the table to share and communicate, like, oh, this is good, try this. You know, so like it's there's so much and so many places to look that like you kind of can't taste everything. But it encourages people to like, oh, you should try this. You should try this. So like the whole conversation's about the food that hits the table.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. So in Chinatown, they have these carts rolling around.
Yeah.
And you just literally point to the cart. If it looks interesting, you know, one cart might be all steamed stuff. Another one might be buns. Another one might be pan fried. Another one might be deep fried. And you point to it. And at the end of the meal, they just count up the plates that you have. And they tell you how much you owe them.
Nice.
And you have to point because your mouth is still full with the plate that they had just given you.
Yeah. That's where
from. Yeah, you know, maybe like 25 years ago, I was on jury duty in New York, and I had like 5 weeks of jury duty. It was the largest heroin trafficking case in the history of the Southern District of New York.
Oh, wow.
And I went for dim sum every day, and I gained 15 pounds.
Wow. And then some. Dim sum and then some.
Dim sum and then some.
Right.
Yeah.
But what a way to go, huh?
It sounds like a fun 15.
You know, but I would get things that were unusual for American, I guess, people of Asian descent, like chicken feet and tripe. You know, like intestines and stuff. I used to try all that stuff. So, but don't worry, Chas. I will not make you eat chicken feet.
Just call them something different.
Chicken feet doesn't seem like there'd be anything good about that.
What's this buck buck toe?
Scratchy right. on the way
it's
down.
Like leather and bone.
What's this buck buck toe?
Phil?
Well, the menu for this place.
Well,
does
then
look...
at the end, you can use the claw to pick your teeth after.
Ah,
there you go. That's what it's
or
for.
Or scratch your back.
Yeah. Multi-use.
That's what I do this for.
So, yeah, the menu for this place does look pretty extensive, and if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, they do have some interesting items. So you can get tripe, you can get frogs.
Oh.
Frogs.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Nope. I've never had it. I would try it.
Yeah, no. I like to watch them hot.
Oh, I've had frogs legs many times, and you would like it. You guess what it tastes like, okay?
Chicken?
Just don't tell me what it looked like what it was before I eat it. Yeah. Just say after I ate it, you ate frog leg.
But does it taste like good chicken?
Yeah.
Like
it tastes like it's like soft, tender chicken, and afterwards you can dunk a basketball.
Nice.
Really?
Or you might croak.
That's a video I want to see.
I touched him and he peed. Why is that? I just said hi, Chaz, and he peed and hopped away.
Oh, this sounds great.
Well, I'm looking forward to taking you on a journey to the Great Wall.
Nice.
Well, I'm jealous of the dim sum.
Same.
And thank you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow then, so we can report back to everybody how it was.
Great. Ribbit.
Awesome.
All right.
He's getting ready.
All right.
We'll see you today. Joe Myers, our movie guy, is now. We're going to talk about top movie crushes and or obsessions. You'll be able to call yours.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
It's kind of a fun
This was a hard one, Chaz. I to boil it down to five was tough. I mean, I made a list of a bunch of other people, you know, but I decided it was the ones that you kind of, that I got hooked on when I was a kid. I think you attach yourself to stars more when you're young, maybe, than when you get older and a little more objective, you know. And I was lucky when I was a kid, there were all single screen theaters in my neighborhood in Philadelphia. So I saw movies on big screens. And I think that sort of makes your bonding with a star even more powerful. Because they're huge.
Right. What did you come up with?
Larger than life.
Well, I came up with Grace Kelly. I mean, that's a sentimental thing. I grew up in Philly, and if you're a baby boomer and you grew up in Philly, she was like the queen of Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
Stunningly beautiful, you know. And I worked every summer in a town called Ocean City, New Jersey, where her family had a home, and she continued to go there even after she became, you know, the Princess of Monaco or whatever.
Yeah,
so
Monaco, yeah.
Grace Kelly is kind of in the DNA of everybody from Philly.
Didn't she drive off a cliff?
She did, yeah, with her, ooh, you know, and the question is whether she was driving or her daughter was driving. Wow. That remains a mystery.
Yeah, it's also a mystery whether or not it was murder or not, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and what's weird is it's the same road you see her drive on in the Hitchcock film To Catch a Thief. So it's kind of ironic when you watch that movie. She's actually driving on the road where she would die, you know, 40 years later.
Wow. Only no Roland.
That's foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard her name. I
it's that Mika song.
I think if I saw her picture, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
the movie to watch with her, if you've never seen a Grace Kelly movie, the movie to watch is Rear Window, the Hitchcock film she did with James Stewart. She's probably at her most beautiful and her most charismatic.
I've heard about that movie.
Great, great mystery.
Yeah.
Great thriller. Great thriller.
Rear Window. Defogger. No. The whole time seeing the window. Can you see yet? Can you see yet? You know that you make an electronic device to do this.
What else?
I had this number two, Sophia Loren. When I was a little kid, my father took me to see a movie that's not very good called Legend of the Lost with John Wayne and Sophia Loren. And I was hooked ever since, you know, and I watched the movie later, and it's not actually one of her better films, but God, I've, you know, followed her all through the years. I mean, she's just so beautiful, so funny, so talented.
And still
it's hard
good
to
now,
beat Sophia Loren.
She's like, 90 years old?
Absolutely.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, she did a Netflix movie. I can't remember the name last year that there was some Oscar buzz for. She's incredible.
Who am I thinking of?
It's all the preservatives. Raquel Welch?
No. But is it her that there's a picture of her in a restaurant that's like every restaurant hangs it?
Oh, iconic, yeah.
Where she's looking at Jane Mansfield's cleavage.
Yeah.
Well, there's
with
that
like
one.
With like a face. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
It's
a Christmas
iconic
card like that, yeah. Had that Christmas card.
It's like, don't what the hell are those?
Right. I see your
business. She has the look of like, woo.
Well, women like she's her impressed because she's like a full-bodied, curvaceous woman. She does not like a size double zero.
No.
We like her?
Down to earth.
One of the many reasons.
Like her. Yes. She chomps on her breakfast sandwich. Yeah, no, the women like her because of that.
No, but she defies Hollywood standards, right?
And gravity.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, she just carries herself with a confidence that you don't see a lot of other actresses have even.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Who else?
Third, I had somebody that probably a lot of your listeners have forgotten, an actress named Julie Christie, who was probably the biggest star of the 60s and early 70s. She was in Dr. Zhivago. She was in Shampoo, Heaven Can Wait. Just a stunningly attractive woman, terrific actress. Won the Oscar for a movie called Darling in the 60s.
Wouldn't know her if she fell on me.
Yeah, no, Agatha Christie.
That's what I'm saying. She sort of faded out of public consciousness. She retired from movies youngish. And when you do that, you know, your persona sort of fades out.
Like Phoebe Cates.
Who was the we'll get to my list later, but well, who was the lady that was the woman girl who was standing next to Charlton Heston at the end of Planet of the Apes?
Nova. Yeah, the girl Nova.
That's a famous person.
Something?
No.
Her name is Linda Harrison. Not so famous, but she also then married the head of 20th Century Fox, which produced that film, Richard Zanuck. But beautiful young woman.
Is that
for
right?
Sure.
I thought it was someone famous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought it was.
No.
Really?
No.
That was Kim Novak.
The girl at the end of the movie.
That was Kim Novak. No, I'm thinking
the one where they see the Statue of Liberty.
Yes,
Kim Novak, wasn't it?
That's Linda Harrison. She's the female lead of the
movie.
Are
you sure? So,
I think you're wrong. I thought it was famous.
Put Phil on IMDb.
He already is.
Yep. Oh, he's all
Who
over
is it?
It?
I have no idea. I'll look it up.
Just put the girl at the...
Yeah, do that.
End of Planet of the Apes.
Female lead.
Right, pretend I'd said it. You'll find 2 seconds.
She spends the whole movie in like a fur bikini.
Yes.
Oops.
Was that out loud?
An odd choice.
Yes, Chaz.
Yes, you did.
All right, what else is on your list?
I decided to put two man crushes if I could do it. Steve McQueen was probably my favorite actor when I was a kid and a teenager. I mean, The Great Escape blew me away. Bullet blew me away. Thomas Crown. I just thought he was the coolest actor ever on the screen.
He Loved was him. That guy yeah. at that time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The man.
Yep.
Bullet was the first movie I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You started with a good one.
I've had 7 Mustangs since.
Mine was World's Greatest Athlete. It's a Disney flick. With Kurt Russell. Yeah, you don't want to see that one.
So again, who else? Who rounds out the top five for you?
Rounds out the top five was my 70s guy, Robert Redford, you know, All the President's Men, 3 Days of the Condor.
Yes, please.
You know, just one good movie after another. And he was like cool in the McQueen vein, you know, he never flamboyant dresser, sort of, you know, jeans and sweater guy and just had real style, real class. And then, of course, he shifted into directing, won an Oscar for Ordinary People. Terrific actor.
I was obsessed with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, that movie.
Yeah.
Me too.
I told Jennifer all about it. I'm like, you have to watch this movie. And we put it on, and it doesn't have the same, I don't know, I just think pacing's different now or something.
Okay.
It's a harder movie to watch now. It's great seeing those two, Paul Newman and Robert Redford on screen, young, fabulous. Cowboys, horses, I'm in.
The bicycle scene. Joe, you want to do the bicycle scene?
Yeah. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Come on. What's there not to like about that scene?
Is that Joe on the handlebars?
It's just the movie just didn't move like I remembered it, and I wasn't able to get through it.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's interesting about that movie is the part that Redford played was originally offered to Steve McQueen, who didn't want to do it.
Man. Really?
He said, I'm Bullet, damn it. I'm not riding a bicycle handlebars.
Why? He didn't want to be? Because Robert Redford was kind of the sidekick to Paul Newman. Paul Newman was kind of the brains of the operation. Did Steve McQueen not want to be?
The sidekick,
I think they rewrote it a little bit. The movie was originally called The Sundance Kid and Butch Cassidy. Actually, when William Goldman wrote it, when Newman came on board and then Redford, they switched the title to make it Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Okay.
Those two were perfect, though. You can't.
They did.
You can't.
Oh,
do,
no. The chemistry between them. I don't think it would have been as good with McQueen. I think because Redford was sort of a newcomer. It was perfect.
It was the first time I heard the S word.
Yeah.
Oh, like in a movie? It was a big deal.
Right.
Like they get to that cliff, they're surrounded, and they jump off, and the S is,
Oh, you heard a long S.
Yeah, it was a long S.
Nice.
Long S.
And you know, if McQueen was in the movie, the bicycle would turn to be a chase scene, you know?
Right. all right, that's a good top five right there.
Nice. Yep.
Oh,
bravo.
Thanks. Bravo, Thank sir. Thank you. Bravo. Yes. It was a hard task.
It's hard to just say there's five.
Yeah,
you know? It really is.
Absolutely.
AJ?
Okay, well, I start mine off with Leah Thompson. Actress Leah Thompson.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, The Wildlife did it for me, that movie, The Wildlife. She looked good in Howard Duck. Yeah. Some Kind of Wonderful. She was the girlfriend of the rich guy Hardy.
Wasn't she
everything.
In Back to the Future?
Yes, she was a mom in Back to the Future.
The mom.
That's what did it for me.
Yeah, see, but in Some Kind of Wonderful, she was a waitress working at a donut shop.
Yes!
And they had that, you know, her,
that
and, the,
scene!
Her and the cop, and they got flour and all, yeah.
That scene is a great scene!
When they say time to make the donuts, they meant time to make the donuts. Apparently there's a Kreller involved, but yeah. So Leah Thompson.
Wow, I forgot I liked her from that, too.
Yep, so going with her first. Alicia Silverstone.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, that was just, you know, I mean, she was just adorable and everything. I liked her. I loved her in the movie, what was it?
Clueless.
Clueless. And also the other
Never
one,
saw it.
Her and Brendan Fraser, what was it?
Blast from the Past.
Thank you, Blast from the Past. Right.
Yes.
So I got her there. Raquel Welch, we're going to go pulling one from the old days, who still looks good to this day.
Yeah.
But there was some caveman movie or something like that where she was like a cave woman.
Ringo Starr's caveman.
1 million BC.
1 million BC, yeah.
1 million
no.
BC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Screwed that up.
Right. That's okay. I agreed to it. Yeah, you're right.
There was a. Hold on. Phil, can you fact check this? Ringo Starr had a movie called Caveman.
Yeah.
Caveman.
Barbara Bach.
Is that who was it?
Because he married her, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a Catherine Bach's sister from Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
But that was a great one. Atuk, yeah. that was just Atuk.
That
was his name.
Frame.
He's called Atuk. He always screwed things up. He's like, Atuk! You know? Yeah. And then Stacey Dash.
Nice.
Stacey Dash. Who was also in Clueless.
She is incredibly gorgeous.
Yeah. So Stacey Dash.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she was Dion, her friend in Clueless.
Yeah.
Yep. Stunning actress.
Right.
She's in some weird like military academy movie with Danny DeVito. And
was he a missile?
No. Like, it's a weird cast, but he's like a stand-in professor.
A teacher.
Yeah, and she's one of the students in the class. And I remember I would always watch that movie. It's awful, but I just wanted to see her on screen because she's so beautiful.
I can't remember the title of that.
They write a song for him at the end. Like, it's not a good movie.
Yes. Yeah.
He walks into the classroom at the end, and they wrote like a song. And she's dancing around in just like a white standard, like military issued T-shirt.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
Look it up, goddammit. And then the last one I have on here is Sandra Bullock.
Oh,
that's on my list.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah. And The Wild Side, or Blind Side, it's called Blind Side. When she tells
her, got to go earlier.
When
than
she
that.
Tells her that drug dealer, you know, about you know, how she's carrying a gun, it's a .38 and this and that. I mean, that was just like, that did it for me. She's like, she's a badass and she looked great.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's funny.
Yep,
she can
terrific.
Be funny.
Yeah. If we're going to do man crushes, okay, I might throw those in because since Joe did, I might leave him around. Robert Downey Jr. He's just so freaking cool as Tony Stark.
Mm.
You know, he's got everything. Yep. The cool toys and all this. You know, he's Iron Man and Burt Reynolds.
Good
I'm
actor.
Sorry, anybody could drive the F out of a Trans Am. Yep, Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
Wow.
So there you go.
I like those.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Felt long and hard, not too hard, but yeah.
Sandra Bullock's on my list.
Okay.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But earlier than that movie.
Yeah, I mean always.
But smart. Sexy.
Right.
Funny. I like her as a person.
Right.
That helps.
Dump that idiot.
Just
Jesse James. Yep.
Yeah. And it was so bad that she won the whatever Oscar.
A major award,
And got up there and she was heaping all this praise on him.
Yep.
And then they showed this camera shot of him sitting in the audience and he looked uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I thought he looked uncomfortable because he just didn't want the attention. Little did we know, while she was making that movie, he was not being a good person.
He was filming elsewhere, yes.
Dirt bag. I don't think he ever recovered from that. No.
No, he's doing pretty good.
What is he doing now?
He's still doing the chopper thing.
He was in another world. He likes to be in a garage around guys and tools.
Yeah.
And he likes that life and tattooed women. And
yeah.
Here he was with A-listers, George Clooney, and he's hanging out with these...
Not that I relate to these guys.
He wasn't of that world.
No.
I'm saying he was having a moment, and like now...
Is there a crease under your fingernails?
He'll never be welcome in that circle again anyway.
Sandra Bullock.
No.
Sally Fields.
Nice.
Really?
As Frog in,
not as Forrest Gump's mother.
Smoking the Bandit. Smoking the Bandit. Yeah.
That's right.
But don't think
when you go back into the 70s, her that collection of work.
Yep.
The girl, whoever her name was in Planet of the Apes.
Linda Harrison.
Right. Look up the poster.
Nova, yeah.
That woman, I never knew her name, but when I saw that movie as a kid, I'm like, man, she can walk in and point to AJ and say, murder him.
Thank you.
I would think about it.
You meant to point past me.
I wouldn't murder you.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. But it would take me a second to say no. I'd be like, oh,
and
this is a tough one.
AJ tried to duck out of the way.
And in the movies, she only said one word the entire movie.
That's right.
Yeah, Taylor. That was it.
That's right. That's all she had to say.
One word, Taylor.
So, yeah. So what do I got now? I got three.
Yeah.
The 1955 Chevy, an American Graffiti.
That's a beauty.
AJ and I both talked about that. We both have an obsession with that car. We saw that movie as kids, and that's all I wanted.
The coupe is
my
nice.
Whole but, life. The coupe is the nice. Chevy. I would take the coupe.
I openly wept when that thing rolled over.
That black 1955 Chevy, I wanted that car. I wanted the fuzzy dice hanging off the mirror. Yeah. I want, obsessed with
the
that
The best
car.
Scene with that car is when he finally meets up with Milner, when he rolls up behind him in the coupe, and you just hear the car revving, and look in the rearview mirror, you just see him in the car. And then you
Harrison
see,
Ford.
When they left that traffic light, I'm like, oh, that car is freaking hot.
Sick.
You saw the side traffic going up the street, I'm like, that car is hot.
When they raced on the strip and the car was about to roll, they Paradise replaced Rail. The car.
Yeah.
With some junk car, and you could see the chrome, where chrome rims are sprayed with silver spray paint.
It was a four door, and it took them eight tries to make the thing roll over. It wouldn't roll over.
That's funny.
Yep.
And then I'm at four now, right?
Yes.
And five would be Penelope Cruz.
Wow. Mm. I get that.
She's I forgot great. About her.
Yeah. Wow. She's fabulous.
I would like her to. Be in like one of those Tony Antonio Banderas movies, like dress like that, and to yell at me.
Trust me, she would.
You're gonna be really mad yelling at me, and I'd be like,
I don't know.
This
what you're
is
saying.
So sexy. I know I'm in trouble, but it's very, very hot.
But I like it.
But I like it, Phil.
Okay, the first one that I put on my list was Natalie Portman, specifically from Garden State. She's just really goofy. The whole movie, and it's like exactly my sense of humor, and I was obsessed with her from that movie kind of forward.
What's it called?
Garden State.
Oh yeah, is what's the name in that one?
Zach Braff.
BF as well. No, Ben Affleck. I'm thinking of a different movie. I think of Jersey Girl. Sorry. I doing good? Those were all legitimate. You know, I got confused. There aren't many movies by Jersey. You saying?
So Natalie Portman, an actress who's like never really been in like any great movies, but I'm always interested when she pops up is Carla Gugino. So she's in.
Oh, I
wouldn't know her if she fell on me.
No, you would.
Who?
You absolutely would. So she's in some good movies, but she's never been like the star of them.
The lead.
So there's a great movie from the mid 2000s called The Lookout, and she's in it for like 6 minutes.
She's in Chocolat.
She yelled, "Look out!"
Yeah,
and Sin City.
She's in Sin City, but Sin City's going to come up for a later actress, Joe. So So Carla Gugino. So the one he's referencing is Jessica Alba, specifically from Sin City, but kind of anything. She's a terrible actress, and I will watch anything she's in anytime. She is insanely beautiful. I had Isla Fisher, who I love.
Do I know her from?
Did you have like Nancy's
she's
and Mary's in here?
Wedding Crashers. She's the crazy of the two sisters.
Yeah.
She's funny in that. She's funny.
She's got a great sense of humor. Again, really wacky. Fits my personality. And then Eva Mendes, same deal. Yeah. Very beautiful. Very funny.
Not one Debbie in the bunch. And like, all these odd names I can't even pronounce. I'd be like, hey, Isla. Ayla, you know, and the other one with the Guggenheim last name there.
Just call her Carla.
Why are you
Carla.
Mad?
You know? She's
I'm
Italian.
Just, I'm just saying. I'm like,
anything he says, you get mad.
No! They're just odd names. I'm sure they're all wonderful. I'm happy for them. They're just odd names. Ava and this one and that one. And, you know.
I didn't think they were that odd.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought those were pretty easy.
Right. I don't know.
All right. So, Ashley.
All right. Well, I did
Goofy.
A top.
Mickey.
Right.
What?
Goofy. Mickey.
No, I did a top five.
Aladdin, definitely.
Yep. Who was the one? Oh, she likes the lion.
Simba.
Simba. That was it. Mm. Yeah. You saying?
I did a top five list, but four out of five are either dead or dying. So I don't know what that says about me. Number one is Dick Van Dyke. Love him. Like, they just don't make men like that anymore. He's handsome. Oh, he's funny. He can great. Dance. He loves slapstick humor.
Yep.
Like, back in the Mary Tyler Moore days. Like, that's prime time Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. Love him.
Prime time Dick.
Agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes.
I'm not into singing Dick.
No.
Oh, I love singing
Or dancing Dick.
Dick.
Or dancing Dick.
Like, funny Dick.
Yeah.
Well, he's funny while he's singing and dancing.
Yeah, but he's such a funny Dick.
Okay. Number two... I went old school with Clark Gable. He's got those eyes.
Oh, dear God.
Those
big
eyebrows.
Ass ears?
His like ears are not that big,
actually.
Like a taxi
cab going down the street with the doors open.
He's got those eyes that look up and it's like, smoky. Beefcake eyes.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Can we just, bolt that door closed and she stays in it forever? Right.
With his little dirt stash?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's old school. Okay, number three is the only one that's, alive and relevant. Chris Hemsworth as Thor. He's funny. His voice is, very low and sexy. And
Thor. I can't beat Wade.
He's also tough.
Yeah, he's tough, funny.
And he wears fun outfits.
And of course, you know he's acting.
He knows.
He probably want you to kill the spider for him.
He knows how to use tools. He carries around a hammer.
What's wrong, Chris? There's a spider! Get it! It's okay, Chris. Calm
that would
down.
Be funny.
It's not a. It's a daddy long legs. They don't bite.
Is that the way I sound?
You're gonna blow out your hernia.
Yeah, it was a fun way to go, though.
Yeah.
Thor don't like spider.
Right? But you're Thor. Get off the chair.
Number four, I had to include Michael Masden, young Michael Masden from Free Willy, because we talked about it last week.
Free
and
Willy.
He's also got Free the Willy. Clark Gable eyes. It's something with the smoky eyes. I don't know what it is.
Masden?
What's a smoky eye?
It's like he looks.
Is it Masden?
I thought so. Michael Masden.
Madsen.
Oh, whatever. You don't need to know his name. What? His eyes are what you should be paying attention to.
I used to smoke my eyes all the time.
No, it's like he looks down and looks up and it's like, smoke.
He always looks like he's been up for 3 days smoking cigarettes and playing cards and drinking whiskey.
Yeah, they call that addict binging. So addicts, basically.
Number five, I had to include him, even though he's sort of crazy now.
I know who you're going to say.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Oh, I was in Gary Busey.
Gary Busey's never been not crazy. Yeah, Johnny Depp. Yeah, there was a time he had that window. And this,
yeah, that window.
And last
that
few window. Years killed him.
He was great. He was great.
He couldn't great miss for
prime.
A while.
You could watch Absolutely. Those movies on mute. And just, his hair and his cheekbones and his...
Yep.
Everything.
Yep. People forget, if you think about the greatest artists in terms of paintings or whatever, they were all nuts. They're all nuts. When
it's
you
true.
Find someone
right.
who's
yeah.
that good, they're
yeah.
going to be nuts.
Yeah. Yep.
Not going to fit in.
Cuckoo.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Cuckoo. Okay.
Joe, great list.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
You too.
You too.
You?
Joe Myers has a podcast on Spotify, Now a Major Motion Picture. A lot of fun.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.